Hello again, Bernie Miklas with you. Good to be back on this Monday. I hope you had a great weekend. And here we go with another week here on the Bernie Miklas Show. Well, over the weekend and into Monday morning, the Cardinals announced another round of spring training reductions that left 28 players still competing for the 26 roster spots for opening day, which is on March 27th. And I have to tell you, the roster shaping process is pretty boring, really. I mean, I'm not looking to be negative. I'm just saying it's pretty boring. There's not a lot of drama whatsoever in these roster decisions. And I'm talking about the kind of decisions where you're watching these spirited battles for starting positions and places in the rotation where there's some stuff up for grabs that could, you know, at least build some excitement and some anticipation, some enthusiasm for the regular season. But I don't see it because it's a pretty quiet, pretty dull spring training in terms of building enthusiasm for the regular season. The only intriguing situation still in play, I think, is the center field spot, and I'm not even sure about that. I'll talk about it here in a little bit. But for now, let me throw this in just in case you missed it over the weekend. In their freshest roster projections, the Athletic baseball writer Katie Wu and Derek Gould of STL Today each had Michael Scioni starting in center field and Victor Scott not starting in center field, with Wu going as far as saying that her forecast would have Scott going back to Memphis, AAA. And I think Gould said the same thing. And I apologize if I forgot to double check that. Anyway, so what would we make that? Well, first of all, I think a decent percentage of Cardinals fans were willing to get behind a reset runway season, you know. Give it a chance. Keep an open mind, this and that. But if Victor Scott and starting pitcher candidate Michael McGreevy, two talented young guys, open the year at AAA, there's going to be a sameness to this 2025 roster at the start of the regular season, and that's not very exciting. Paul Goldschmidt, starting pitchers Lance Lynn and Khalil Gibson, and reliever Andrew Kittredge are gone from the 2024 team. But those four individuals combined for only 4.2 wins above replacement in 24, that's not much for four guys. And it's not like the Cardinals brought in multiple established talents, major league talents, into their organization to fill those voids. That hasn't happened except for one relief pitcher. Moving Wilson Contreras to first base makes sense because his bat will be in the lineup more frequently. He won't be getting as hurt as he was behind home plate. And more at-bats for Contreras is a really big deal because we're talking about a guy over the last two seasons combined. If we're talking about a minimum of 850 plate appearances over those two seasons, Wilson Contreras was the 10th best right-handed hitter in the majors and the 4th best right-handed hitter in the National League. In his two seasons as a Cardinal, Contreras has been 33% above league average offensively. So I'm all in favor of getting him a lot more at-bats, and he'll get those as a first baseman. Some people disagree. I'm not sure why, but whatever. I kind of like somebody who's, you know, 33% above league average offensively. I kind of think that's a good thing for a Cardinals team that's doesn't have much of an offense. Pardon my sarcasm. I had to work in a little of that. See, if I don't get a sarcasm workout, I get rusty. Thank you for your patience. All right, and by moving Contreras to first base, it'll lead to more at-bats for catcher Ivan Herrera, who had just 259 plate appearances last year. You know, listen, this matters too, because among players that had at least 250 plate appearances in 2024, Herrera led the Cardinals with a .301 batting average. And he ranks second to Contreras in on-base percentage, slugging, and OPS. But what we don't know is how manager Ollie Marmol will divvy up the at-bats at the catcher position between Herrera and Pages. So I do know this too. No need for you to tell me this. And I appreciate when you tell me things and set me straight on stuff. But this is one that I can figure out on my own. The 2025 roster can and will evolve during the regular season, and I'm well aware of it, because at some point we'll see Quinn Matthews, the lefty pitching prospect, and Michael McGreevy. We'll see them starting games, and it could be sooner if the Cardinals make room for McGreevy by using a six-man rotation. About the six-man rotation, somebody took that and ran with it after Ollie Marmol was asked about a six-man rotation, and he didn't shoot it down, but he didn't commit to it. It really was mostly nothing. And, of course, social media has gone absolutely bananas because that's why social media exists for the most part, so people can go totally nuts on everything. Well, not everything. There's a lot of nice people in there, too. But anyway, so everyone right away is just buzzing and losing their minds over the possibility of a six-man rotation with McGreevy. All right, okay. All right, if they are genuine, if they're having any serious discussions at all about a six-man rotation, if they are genuinely considering it, and if they are genuine in terms of doing it, well, I would like that. Because at least it would be something different. It would be a radical departure from the Cardinals' outdated ways. I mean, even if Marmol says the Cardinals are going to go with six starting pitchers instead of five, I'm going to have to see it because I simply don't trust them to validate their words by backing those words up with action. And the other thing, if their version of a six-man rotation is to take McGreevy and make him this year's Matthew Liberatore, and I think you understand the reference, but just in case, I don't want McGreevy up here and they're going to yo-yo him back and forth, you know, the both rotation, bullpen, start, bullpen, start, bullpen, Memphis, rotation, start. I don't want that, okay? He's either a starter or he's not. And if he's going to be a starter, put him down in Memphis to get ready if you're not going to make room for him. But we don't need another one of these stupid yo-yo situations, all right? So that, to me, would not be a six-man rotation if they're trying to sell it as such. Well, you know, McGreevy's going to start some games, and he'll work out of the bullpen. See, he'll do both. That's not a six-man rotation. It's a five-man rotation, and then using a guy like McGreevy to make spot starts, which aren't fair to him and really don't help the team. You know, spot starts where he can go two or three innings, and that's it. Stupid. Not interested in that. So at this point, putting that little thing aside, until there's more reasons to believe that they're actually seriously considering a six-man rotation. Okay, we'll put that aside. At this point, we can only talk about the roster the Cardinals are likely to open the season with. And as I said in a recent video, here I go again, repeating my own material. Ain't a reset season. It's a rewind season. Or if you prefer something new, even though it's not a new phrase, I haven't used it. This is a run it back season because that's basically what they're doing. They're running back the same team, most of it, that they had last year. And that's actually among the reasons high on the list of why there's been a drag on ticket sales and just general enthusiasm. See, Cardinals fans are great fans. This is a hell of a baseball town. As I mentioned before, even last year, coming off a 91 loss record in 2023, they still sold more tickets to home games than all but six teams in the major leagues. And they sold more tickets to home games than seven teams that made the playoffs. It's a great baseball audience. It's a great market, but I think fans want something to believe in. They want to be motivated. They want to be inspired. And instead of doing things to raise the enthusiasm level among the customers, they tell this stuff to the customers and then they don't follow up on it. That's just no way to build, to maintain a loyal fan base where your fans are really feel good about supporting you. But the Cardinals are going to Cardinal. I mean, it's as simple as that. So it would help in terms of the enthusiasm. It would help if Victor Scott, at least some extent, won the center field job. But if he doesn't, then the Cardinals will be caught in yet another fib. What do I mean by fib? Because if Michael Ciani wins the starting job, then this never was a competition between Ciani and Scott. And so why would we call it a competition? Why would they call it a competition when they were planning to go with Ciani all along? If this was indeed a legitimate competition in center field, there's clearly an obvious winner. Through Sunday, Scott was batting .355 with an OPS over 1,000. Ciani was batting .114 with an OPS of .339. Now, No need to remind me of this because I know, of course, Siani is better than Scott defensively. He is. That's an established fact, and we all know it. But that's the point. We already knew that, right? So how can it be a competition if the team, in favoring the better defensive center fielder, completely disregards the big difference between these two players offensively? How is that a competition? You go into the, quote, competition, we all recognize Siani's the better player defensively. But he can't hit. And he, even in the minors, he never did anything close to what Victor Scott did in the minors in 2023. So they can start whoever the heck they want, but just don't do it, you know, under a false premise that this is a competition. Because if Scott does not win the center field job, it never really was a legitimate competition. And this kind of thing to me, maybe not to you, but this kind of thing to me is insulting. The Cardinals must believe that their fans and a lot of the media people are stupid. I mean, and obviously that's not the case. Not stupid. In fact, everyone's on to their act, but yet they keep trying to do the same thing over and over again. Oh, they'll fall for it. Yeah, okay. I don't think so. Now, listen, there's a case to be made for Victor Scott having a little more time at Memphis. For example, I wouldn't rip that decision if the Cardinals decided to go with an outfield that has Brendan Donovan in left, Lars Nootbaar center, and Jordan Walker in right. Because it would be a waste in that situation. It would be kind of a waste to have Scott sitting on the major league bench, kind of hoping for reps, hoping for at-bats. Be better if he plays every day in Memphis. But this all depends on Marmol's choice for a starting center fielder. If it's Nootbaar, then it's a lot more understandable to, in a corresponding move, to put Victor Scott in the minor leagues to begin the season, okay? If Nootbaar is in center, it's an understandable situation to have him in center, Donovan in left, Siani is the fourth outfielder, Walker in right. Because that would give you your best offense at the start of the season among your outfielders, at least I think. But if Scott is sent to Memphis because Marmol wants to start Siani in center, well, that's a terrible reason to send Victor Scott back to Memphis. So, again, if it's for the right reason, I'm fine with it. If it's for the wrong reason, I find it unacceptable. Scott isn't a fully developed player, and I know that too, although he improved late, you know, last season in Memphis after Ryan Ludwig worked with him. And then when he came up to the majors late in the season, only because of an injury, he took him like a little while to heat up. But the last 20 games, he was really, really good. But he is still rounding up out his game offensively and defensively. But Victor Scott also has so much talent and potential. The Cardinals should be able to live with some inconsistency from him because the eventual payoff should be significant. And this is what I mean about what is the point of 2025. They're not going all in to win. They've added one major league relief pitcher since last season. That's it. So if you want to tell me they're okay, what I would even use the phrase if they were serious about this. It's like, well, 2025 is building a bridge to 2026. I'll give them a slogan if they're serious about it. And here's what I mean if they're serious about it. And, you know, the more Scott plays at the big league level in 2025, it means to me he'll be better prepared for the majors and to take over for sure in 2026. Because I think it's really important to keep 2026 in mind. In a roster decision, that kind of roster decision, when you're keeping 2026 on mind, you're looking at 2025 and 2026 together. I would give always would give the benefit of the doubt to a young talent like Scott because he can grow. And then he could be a much better player when 2026 rolls around. It's like Mason Wynn got a shot at the majors late in this 23 season. He was terrible, but that experience helped him a lot. I think Victor Scott's a lot more mature than he was his first time around and more ready to handle the jump to the major leagues. I could be wrong, but I'm saying I would give him the benefit of the doubt because I see 2025 as something that is inseparable from what the concerns or what the priority objective should be for 2026. If young guys play a lot in 2025, they'll have more of a chance of success in 2026, and the Cardinals might have more of a chance to win in 2026. And again, I'm not saying this is a done deal with Scott going to Memphis for sure, but I'll say this. If Scott wins the Cardinal center field gig, at least there was some truth to the competition narrative, and I'm happy to say that in advance, right? We shouldn't rule out the possibility of Nootbaar playing more than anticipated in center field, even though he only appeared in four games there this spring, which was a lot less than Scott and Ciani have. When and if Nootbaar is used in center, that makes it easy to place Donovan in left field, station Nolan Gorman at second base, and have a much higher number of designated hitter at-bats for Alec Burleson. See, this alignment would optimize the team's potential offensively, but I'm not sure if Marmol is keen on the idea of playing Newton center instead of left field. Then again, this is a manager who wants a dude with a 290 leadoff on base percentage, next to worst in the majors last season, still batting first in the lineup. So I don't know why I would kind of like waste time trying to make an attempt to understand the logic here, but I digress. Again, in my opinion, 2025 should be used to try out new things, different things. If not now, then when? And the irony is using a legitimate six-man rotation, and prioritizing the offense and lineup decisions wouldn't make the Cardinals worse as a team. If anything, it would make the Cardinals better as a team because they would be getting more use out of talented players this way, especially when it comes to the offense, right? And especially if it means giving McGreevy a chance to grow as a starting pitcher. The thing of it is, though, if the Cardinals are so set in their ways, as I mentioned, if they're unwilling to try new things and different things and creative things, if they're incapable of grasping how baseball has changed, and if they continue to basically allow themselves to slip behind even more the industry standards, I think Heim Bloom actually will be able to look at that and figure out what he's going to have to do to move this thing forward. And if Bloom wants to keep Marmol as a manager, then Marmol's going to have to open his mind to more creative ideas, better lineup construction, and putting a priority on using the most talented players and pitchers as much as possible, especially in a season like this where you're trying to find out about young, talented pitchers and hitters. Again, talking a good game, always talking a good game, the Cardinals, but then they fail to execute it because they don't even try. And because of that, it's really difficult to believe what the Cardinals tell us, because the Cardinals amazingly still don't seem to understand why so many fans, and this fan base is exceptional, still don't understand why so many in the fan base are unhappy, disillusioned, skeptical about everything. The Cardinals have been squandering the fans' trust for way too long, and they still haven't figured that out, that there's going to be repercussions. It just amazes me how tone deaf they are. So anyway, as things stand right now, the only newcomers to the 26-man roster would be the reliever, Phil Maton, and the utility man, Jose Barrero. The outfield, the same. The infielders, the same, except for Contreras taking over at first base. Designated hitter to be determined, but you're going to see a lot of Lucan Baker against lefty starters and Nolan Gorman or Burleson versus right-handed starters. The catchers, same two guys that handled the position for a combined 112 starts last year. The bench, well, Barrero is a newbie and Baker will be more prominent. And then some days you'll see Burleson on the bench to be used against right-handed relievers like late in games and things like that. The relievers pretty much the same now that Nick Anderson has been reassigned to the minors. Basically, their bullpen is set for the season. The only meaningful change from last year is Maton taking the Kittredge spot. So here's what the Cardinals are doing. They're repackaging the 2024 team, and they're just putting a different wrapper on it that says 2025. Pretty much the same team, different wrapper, 2025. Sure, we'll see Gorman and Walker get a lot more at bats than what they had combined last year, and that should be the case. It makes sense to do that. But really, that's pretty much the extent of the runway. So what is the plan? Well, we know it's not to go all in, but it's also not fully committed to developing young players and giving them that runway. Here's what I think the plan is, and it's not much of a plan at all. Mozeliak and Marmol will cross their fingers. They will knock on wood. They'll carry a rabbit's foot. They'll maybe search the outfield grass for four-leaf clovers. I used to find them as a kid, those four-leaf clovers. But anyway, yeah, Ali and Mo will be knocking on that wood and carrying rabbit's foot, searching for four-leaf clovers out in the grass, all while hoping that the same players from 2024 will be different and better in 2025. Is it possible? Yeah, because just about anything is possible. But that's not the point. The point is going into a season wishing for a sequence of pleasant surprises isn't ideal. So in that way, the 26-man roster, if you think about it, is more like Mo seeing it as 26 lottery tickets, with Mo and manager Marmol hoping they'll get lucky. If that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. But I feel like I should point stuff like this out. Anyway, I appreciate you all for watching this. Thank you very much. We'll be back tomorrow with another Bernie Show here on my YouTube channel. Thank you.